Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I have a most amazing story, and I won't say that it happened to me, but I will tell you the story. A certain friend of mine told me that the following happened to him. He is a person who's very careful to say the Kriyas Shema every day on time. Now, at Passover, at Pesach time, we don't always keep such a regular schedule. We can be up very, very late at night. As a matter of fact, there's a custom among many people to stay up all night on Shvi Shel Pesach, on the seventh day of Pesach, which is when the Jewish people actually went through the Yam Suf, and the Yam Suf split, the Sea of Reeds was split miraculously by Hashem through Moshe Rabbeinu, and actually there's a whole story behind that too, for another time, I guess. And therefore, many people have a custom to stay up all night long learning Torah and Farbranging throughout the night, like literally all night long. So with that, and with the two Seder nights, which each of them are typically very, very late, this friend of mine told me that he would typically get up in the morning very early, say brachas, say shema, and then go back to bed, because he was still very, very exhausted from going to bed so late, or not hardly even going to bed, depending. And therefore, he was always very, very careful. And this has been going on for many years. So a person who's very, very careful, no matter how late he stays up, always make sure that he says Shema on time. Shema is a mitzvah to say at a certain time in the morning, and then at night, can't be too early at night, can't be too late in the morning. Certain times, which is another topic, very interesting and important topic. But this friend of mine told me he was always very careful. He traveled for Pesach to another city, and on the way back, he had to get up especially early. He had a 5:30 a.m. flight, which means he had to get to the airport at the latest 4 o'clock because he didn't want to be nervous about making the plane. Maybe there'd be a long line. And therefore, he had to get up at about 3 o'clock or maybe even earlier. He wanted to go to the mikveh first. And he got up very, very early. And this was right after Pesach was over. And therefore, he was absolutely exhausted. But he did it. He got up early. And he went to the airport. Now, the plane took off at 5:30, and therefore, it was still too early to say Shema. So, he napped on the plane. He thought, okay, as soon as it gets light, he'll say Kriya Shema, he'll say the Shema. He was able to say the brachas earlier, brachas HaShachar, but he wasn't able to say Shema for the mitzvah until there was a certain amount of light in the sky. But guess what happened? He forgot. He was exhausted. He was napping. And all of a sudden, he looked at the clock. It was 10:30. Too late. Missed the time. Now, at first, he had a feeling that he wanted to be very angry. But he's a person that's also been working very hard not to become angry, because the Gemara says that anger is compared to avodah zarah, to worshipping idols. Because when a person gets angry, unless it's truly l'shem shemayim, for the sake of heaven, it basically is saying, Eibishter, you don't know what you're doing. God forbid, chas v'shalom. And therefore, it's very important not to lose our temper, as they say. And at first he was going to get angry, then he thought, wait a minute, I know what the Baal Shem Tov said, which is that as much as the Yetzer Hara wants to trick us into doing averus and not doing mitzvahs, he wants even more to trick us into getting angry or getting depressed. And therefore, I'm not going to get angry, I'm not going to get depressed. So he didn't. But he thought, look what happened to me. The Yetzer Hara really tricked me. He really tricked me. He got me to somehow or another miss Kriya Shema. I try so hard, he said. I try so hard. I'm so careful. I go to extremes not to make sure that I never, never miss. And here the Yetzer Hara tricked me. But he knew that the Yetzer Hara has even more desire to get him depressed or angry. Therefore, he was determined not to let that happen. And when my friend told me the story, of course, I'm not publicizing his name because it's not nice. But nevertheless, I think that the lesson is a beautiful lesson. It's very important, of course, to try to never let the Yetzer Hara trick us, never let the Yetzer Hara get us to do an avera or to miss out on a mitzvah. But when it happens, if it happens, we're not tzaddikim. It's equally important, or seemingly even more important, that we don't then fly into a temper tantrum, you know, to get very angry or to get depressed. this is the battle. And just like in a battle, one army can be beating the other army, but then they could turn around, or they could win one battle, but they could lose the war. So too, sometimes it happens. Sometimes we lose a battle. And could be that we didn't even realize there was a battle. We just got tricked so completely. And all of a sudden we realized we missed the mitzvah, or we did it in a error. But this is the big secret. Not to let the Yetzirah then trick us even a bigger trick to get angry or depressed. Because when we're angry or depressed, then we're for sure not going to do mitzvahs. First get depressed, then not going to do mitzvahs. Or if they're angry, they're already doing something against Hashem. So this is the lesson from that story. Now, how can we use this today in our situation? You know that today there's a big war going on in Eretz Yisrael, a very, very serious war, extremely serious. And there's hostages. There's, I don't know, is it 100 still? Hostages, 6 months. They've been held for 6 months. Very, very serious situation. We have to really, really feel that this is our battle also. Whether it's not getting angry or depressed, whether it's doing more mitzvahs, whether it's giving more tzedakah, especially for tzedakahs that are connected to the war. For example, there's soldiers that need to raise money to get better helmets, or soldiers that needed money to celebrate Pesach, or refugees that have not been living in their home for 6 months and need help to carry on their life. But in any case, it's very important to make sure that we are really participating the best we can, especially with learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs, and especially learning about Mashiach and Geula. And may it be that Hashem gives us a quick and complete victory in Eretz Yisrael, which should lead immediately to the Geula and the Beis HaMikdash with Mashiach Tzidkenu. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.